Governor Cuomo's proposal to buy out properties damaged by Sandy is catching on. More than 300 people have signed petitions asking the state to purchase their homes, mostly on Staten Island. But WNYC's Matthew Sherman reports, even supporters say the plan raises tricky questions about what those areas will look like once the buyouts get done.
Alex Dubrovsky is making the 20-minute drive from his present life in a rental on Staten Island's western shore to his past on the island's south shore.
This is a journey I usually make alone because emotionally this is very difficult for my wife and daughter.
For 7 years, the family had lived in a single-story bungalow in Great Kills. Then Sandy filled it with almost 6 feet of water.
You're having to deal with a tremendous dislocation, loss of your personal connections, not to mention the loss of physical things.
According to details released yesterday, the state would pay pre-Sandy prices for the homes, plus incentives of up to 25%. Those properties could not be redeveloped and would be used as buffer zones for the next flood.
That little house is mine. Was mine. Well, technically it still is.
Dubrovsky is supposed to elevate the house by at least 8 feet, but doubts the 80-year-old structure would survive that. And even if it did...
You're going to climb your house up and down in the ladder? Where would you run the utilities from? How would you get in and out of an emergency? How would you take laundry? How would you take shopping up?
The prospect of another flood isn't what's making him want to do the buyout. It's pure economics. Unless he elevates the house, his flood insurance payments alone will balloon to $31,000 a year.
There is not enough money to rebuild a house. And as I said, we cannot simultaneously pay the mortgage and the rent, and our house is winding its way towards eventual foreclosure.
The competition for the state buyout money is looking intense. Assuming an average price of $400,000 apiece, there's enough for just 1,000 homes across the state. So far, in different petition drives around Staten Island, more than 300 households have expressed interest in getting bought out.
There are no guarantees either.
Dubrovsky began to organize his neighbors 2 weeks ago. That's because the state is looking for clusters of homes in high-risk areas where most owners want to be bought out. But experts in buyout programs say it will be hard to get 100% participation in any one area. And that has drawbacks, according to Deborah Gans, an architecture professor at the Pratt Institute.
The danger, of course, is if you end up decimating an urban context where half the people go and half the people stay.
Gans advised a New Orleans community on how it could be revamped after Hurricane Katrina.
You know, you have an old sick person alone in a house with nobody around.
Not only that, $400 million later, the holdouts will still be living in a floodplain, and rescuing them during the next flood could put first responders at risk. Nonetheless, Gans says she likes the buyout proposal because it offers neighborhoods a chance to determine their own futures. The first cluster Governor Cuomo has identified lies about 2 miles north of Dubrovsky's house in a neighborhood called Oakwood Beach. It's on the water, about 5 miles south of the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. So far, according to local organizers, 155 of 183 households have signed the buyout petition. Evelyn Gonzalez moved there with her husband 20 years ago, looking for peace and quiet.
We were the first substantial house to be built here.
Her brick four-bedroom house was intentionally built on a mound of landfill to minimize flooding, and it was one of only a handful in the neighborhood that escaped major damage from Sandy. That hum you hear in the background is from generators powering 24-hour security lights.
The small bungalows down the other street, they were flooded to the top.
Even though, under Governor Cuomo's plan, the homeowner gets to decide whether to take a buyout, Gonzalez says she may essentially be forced to move if everyone else on her street does.
They lost their home with the water. I did not. So I'm going to lose my home now.
What's the tipping point? At what point would you say, I have to move? What if two other people stayed on the street?
I don't know.
A little while after that interview, Gonzalez did sign her name to the buyout petition. She explained, she doesn't want to go, but is afraid of the consequences if she doesn't. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.